Alright guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Happy Friday everybody, TGIF as they say. Got a great show today. Second hour I'm going to be having the creator of Ireland's version of We Are Change. He'll be joining us top of the second hour. His name is Keith Byrne, I think it's pronounced, B-Y-R-N-E, or Bernie. I'm not sure how they pronounce that in Ireland, but anyway, he'll be joining us the second hour. As many of you know, this is the group founded by Luke Rutkowski, and he's the guy that's been going around, you know, going right into the faces of people like Larry Silverstein and Zbigniew Brzezinski and calling them out on the carpet. So this is really this is some cool stuff. He's got some great videos on the net that he's posted, shot with his own camera. And so now there's this spinoff group over in Ireland. So we're gonna get the lowdown on the showdown from him, what they've been up to, and what their future plans are. But this is great. This thing has really taken off. It's popping up, you know, in other places. It's not just in the U.S. So he'll be here for the second hour. The first hour, I'm going to be talking about, and this will be my last rant for a while anyway. I figured since I've been on this binge here, exposing Masonry, and yesterday I talked about Mormonism, which really is a branch of Freemasonry. I figured I'd spend the first hour today talking about Seventh-day Adventism, which itself is a spinoff, believe it or not, of Mormonism. Most Adventists don't realize this, or anybody else for that matter. But Seventh-day Adventism actually is a branch of Mormonism. Ellen White, the so-called prophetess of Seventh-day Adventism, was a follower of Joseph Smith and actually plagiarized, amongst other people, plagiarized his writings. Her first vision, this is something interesting for you Adventists to take note of, her first vision was a copycat of Smith's first vision, and she did not claim to receive her so-called first vision until 1844, just after Smith had died. And that vision she said she had was the exact same first vision that Joseph Smith said he had in 1827. Why am I doing this? Well, because it's a part of, the Truth Hurts program here, exposing lies and telling the truth. You know, if my listeners, and I hope you all are truly interested in the truth, you're going to be interested in the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, not just the truth in certain areas. I marvel that there's some people who are so awake about 9/11 and so many other things going on, but yet they're following people like Joseph Smith and Ellen White. I mean, snap out of it. If you're going to free yourself, if you're going to truly be an independent thinker, a free thinker, a sensible thinker, then you've got to scrap the manipulation that takes place not only by government, but by false religious systems and academia and the media, the whole nine yards. If you're a slave to any of them, then you're not really a truther. You're not interested in real truth. You know, if you can't acknowledge that your cult is lying to you, what good does it do to expose all these other lies? You're every bit as much a victim and a victimizer when you're trying to peddle false religions on people. So I'm going to rip the lid off of this one today just for the first hour, and that'll be the end of it. Obviously, I won't have time to go into all the details, but if anybody wants the transcripts of this show, like any other, just email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hurts is spelled H-E-R-T-Z, and I'll send it off to you. I'll just paste it right into the email, the return email. And anyway, at that, we'll take a short break with us, guys. We'll be right back.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Just a quick note here. I was listening to another popular Patriot Radio host from another network. This particular individual show yesterday, a well-known name, that's all I'll say, was talking about other rival hosts on other networks, how they go off onto crazy tangents about the sun orbiting the Earth. That had to be an obvious allusion to me. And I just want to state, I do not believe that the sun goes around the Earth. I just like to give, you know, a different variety of ideas for people to hear, you know, to... I was curious myself to hear what the guy had to say. And unfortunately, I felt bad for him. You know, I thought that he was going to say something of substance that wouldn't necessarily convince me he was right, but something that would make me say, well, I can understand why he would think that, but I don't agree with it. But, you know, the guy I had on last week, I have to say, did an extremely pathetic job. I was kind of embarrassed for him. He didn't even know about the yearly movement of the stars across the heavens, you know, that every day they move roughly a degree or so, so that in a whole year's time, you know, he couldn't explain that. He didn't even understand what I was talking about. I couldn't believe it. So anyway, you know, that's all I'm going to say on that. Just because I have a guest on that talks about people morphing into vampires or werewolves doesn't mean I believe in that either. I'm just, you know, I got David Icke coming on next week on Monday. He believes in lizard people. I'm not into that, but I'm going to have him on anyway. You know, I like to give different viewpoints a voice, let people decide for themselves. Although I have to say, I agree with, you know, like 98% of everything Dave Icke says. He's spot on most everything. I'm just not into the lizard thing. But, you know, just because I have guests on here that might have some off the wall ideas doesn't mean I embrace them. I think sometimes people like to make themselves look good by pointing stuff out like that. It's pretty pathetic. And, I don't do that on here. I hope it wasn't in reference to me, but it certainly seemed like it because I had just had that guy on, last week. It's pretty disgusting. Anyway, before I launch into this Ellen White thing, let me just mention Power Mall Global once again, guys. I talked about it, last week, the week before, in reference to Christmas shopping, but it's a great place to go for shopping any time of year. Power Mall Global has literally thousands of stores and millions of products. And what's great about it is, you don't get caught in the rush in the stores. A lot of people just hate going out in the stores and dealing with crowds. And this way here, you do your shopping right from your own home. And you can actually get a percentage back from your purchases. You can, earn points and get a percentage back. So just go to powermallglobal.com, no spaces or underscores or anything, www.powermallglobal.com, and check them out. All right, guys, let me go into this Ellen White thing. We're already 10 minutes into the show here, so I'm not going to be obviously covering this in any great detail. If anybody wants the transcripts, though, this sucker is about 39, 40 pages long. It's fully documented. I have all the resources where the quotes come from. You can check it out for yourself. If you're an honest truth seeker, you're going to have to admit, no matter how painful it is, that's why I call this show The Truth Hurts, the truth does hurt. But if you really are a lover of truth, all Adventists claim to love the truth. But when the truth present something to them that doesn't coincide with what they've been told is truth, they tend to turn a deaf ear toward you and, kick you out of their presence, out of their church or whatever. Well, I'm not going to be friends with you anymore unless you can either go along with my false prophet or at least shut up about it. Don't upset me. It's pathetic. They talk truth, but it's all rhetoric. It's meaningless. It's like Bush supporters, They might claim that they love this country, but then when you talk about how Bush is raping and pillaging this country, I don't want to hang around with you anymore. It's disgusting. It's so phony and hypocritical. If Ellen White stands up to close scrutiny like Adventists claim, then they ought to be able to have answers to these problems I'm going to be raising, but they don't. They can't answer this. Mounds and mounds of problems. In case some of you don't know, Seventh-day Adventism is a cult. Like Mormonism, like Jehovah's Witnesses, like Christian Science, and on it goes, that arose about the same time these other cults did in the early to mid-19th century. It began through a woman who claimed to be a prophet, just like all these other cults I just mentioned. They all started with someone who claimed to be a prophet. It was actually a popular thing at that time. There were literally thousands of people all over the country who professed to be prophets because it was very profitable. If you're a follower of one of these prophets, wouldn't that make you a profiteer? Yeah, well, it turns out these cults are making billions of dollars a year, guys. The Mormon church, as I mentioned yesterday, is extremely powerfully rich, and Adventism isn't very far behind them. Jehovah's Witnesses are making their fair share of cash. Christian Science. Anybody's ever been to Boston and gone to the so-called Mother Church knows what I'm talking about. Huge facility the Christian Scientists have there. That's, of course, where they have their Christian Science Monitor. And, I mean, big, fat wads of cash flow through there that just makes your jaw drop. And you know that where there's money, there's power. So these cults exert a lot of power. You might be interested to know that the Adventist Church, just like the Mormon Church, they like to recruit. The CIA likes to recruit people from Brigham Young University. Well, the Adventist Church is no different, guys. For decades, they've been engaging in all kinds of illicit relationships with the Federales. For example, beginning in World War II, the Adventist Church was encouraging Adventists who didn't want to go fight in the war to volunteer. They set this up themselves with the Pentagon. You could volunteer to be injected with chemical and or biological warfare agents, and you could be exempted from military service that way. And, of course, you had to sign a form saying that anything that went wrong, you know, you wouldn't sue them. And, you know, thousands, tens of thousands, I forget how many, I think it was like 50, 60,000 Adventists had done this. And, you know, here's a church that claims to believe in health and caring for the body, temple of God. And there they were, you know, subjecting themselves to these experiments. It's disgusting. That's just one example. There's many more. I won't spend time on that because I want to focus more on exposing their false prophet, Ellen White. If I can do that, the whole system comes crashing down. Now, I want to mention first, Ellen White was a plagiarist, a massive and monstrous plagiarist. There's been literally scores of books that have been published with her name attached to them. Some of them she actually wrote, and they're still printed with the title she gave them. Some of them are compilations from different letters she wrote, and they put them together and now sell them in book form to make, you know, more money, cha-ching. But almost everything this woman ever wrote was stolen from other authors. She had, you know, hundreds, perhaps thousands of books in her personal library, and she would just copy verbatim or sometimes just paraphrase. But always, always, she stole everything she ever wrote from other authors. This is very well documented. There's no question about it. Anybody who's looked at this, honestly, has had to admit. In fact, even Adventist church leaders in more recent years have finally admitted that, yes, it's clear she did copy. But, of course, now they try to come up with all kinds of excuses to justify it. The simple point is, she herself claimed that she was inspired by the Spirit of the Lord. Nothing I wrote is my opinion or the opinion of others, but I have written as I have been directed by the Lord. BS, folks. Anyway, let's go into some of her prophecies. The Adventist Church claims that she was a prophet. Well, they claim, and rightly so, that a true prophet cannot give false prophecies. The sign of a true prophet, there's several signs, but one of the key signs, obviously, is that you're going to give true prophecies that do come true. They claim she meets that identifying mark. No, she doesn't. She fails miserably. She wrote scores of false prophecies that never, never came true and never will come true. Let's look at some examples. She said, Jerusalem, old Jerusalem, would never be rebuilt. She wrote this somewhere around 1880. She said, old Jerusalem, this is from early writings, page 75, I was shown, she said, I saw that old Jerusalem never would be built up again. That's a false prophet right there, guys. False prophecy. Old Jerusalem has been rebuilt ever since 1948. Israel is declared as a state again. Old Jerusalem has been rebuilt. So right here, on that basis alone, we have a false prophet because we have a false prophecy. Here's another one. She said that she would be alive when Jesus returns. Early writings, pages 15 and 16. She actually said, she says, I was shown that we would be changed and caught up together with the Lord to meet the Lord in the air. We, meaning herself and several others alive in her day, I was shown that we would be caught up. And, you know, all she's doing is quoting or misquoting here from Paul. Here's another one. England will attack the United States. She wrote this during the Civil War era. There I go with my New England accent, putting R's where they don't belong and dropping them where they do. Error. era. Anyway, she actually said that England, sometime during the war, would attack the United States. England would see the U.S. as being an easy prey because of all the internal conflicts it was suffering, so it would attack the U.S. Of course, that never happened. Another false prophecy from the great prophet of the Lord, as they claim. By the way, I got to mention this. Talking about plagiarism, that's the whole reason I brought it up, in fact, and I forgot to mention. I'll pick that up after the break, guys. You got to hear this one. This is probably the biggest scandal of all with this phony prophet. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani, talking today about another favorite cult of mine, Seventh-day Adventism. You know, you got to love the hypocrisy here. You know, they'll talk about Mormonism, what a false religion it is with their false prophet, Joseph Smith, but all the while, there they are touting their false prophet, Ellen White. This crackpot had a book published, guys, in the early 1880s called Life Sketches of the Apostle Paul, or Sketches from the Life of Paul, I think is the exact title. And it was mass-produced by the Adventist Publishing House, Review and Herald, and she thought she was going to get away with it. She plagiarized the whole thing, from the title of the book to the names of the chapters, and almost every word in it, word for word, including punctuation, everything, was almost 100% plagiarism, right? It was a book that was printed several years earlier in England, and she never bargained on the fact that she was going to get caught. But sure enough, a minister was over here visiting with an Adventist family, and he saw a copy of the book on the shelf. It caught his interest, and he started poking through it, and he's like, he just couldn't believe it. He's like, wow. He says, this looks so much like a book a friend of mine printed a few years ago, had published a few years ago. And he looks at the date of that book's publication. Of course, it was, you know, just a year earlier. His friend's book was published, I don't know, 5-6 years earlier. So he brings it back to England to show his friend. His friend was so enraged. And then, sure enough, you know, when he compared it with his, he's like, yeah, this is plagiarism. So he called his friend, and he was so angry that he got in touch with the Review and Herald. And they threatened a major lawsuit if they didn't pull out of circulation. So they did. And this whole thing was covered up. you know, they just brushed it away and moved on like nothing happened. All of a sudden, back in the mid-60s, and I have a copy of one of these reprints, in the mid-60s, an old copy of this book was found in a back room at the General Conference SDA headquarters there. And the janitor whoever found it thought that he discovered a lost treasure. And so he brought it to the attention of the Adventist Publishing House, Review and Herald, and they put it back in circulation. They thought, wow, a lost manuscript from Ellen White, you know, another book. Wow, we can make a lot of money off of this one. And so it was mass-produced again. Suddenly, the true history of the book emerged. Some church historian or whatever looked into it and discovered, whoops, we better pull this out of circulation, because if it gets discovered, the history of this book, it's going to be very embarrassing. Well, it did get discovered, and so they quickly pulled it out of circulation and again tried to hush it up. But nevertheless, there were already hundreds of thousands of copies put out there. I've got one of them right on my shelf. It's one of my prized possessions. I love to show it to any Adventists I run into. They look at it with a puzzled look on their face. They can't explain it. Why isn't this book for sale at local Adventist book centers, along with Great Controversy and Desire of Ages and all the other books attributed to her? Why aren't they publishing this? Here it is, 1965 copy with her name on it, published by Review and Herald, Adventist Publishing House. Why don't they publish this book still? Why isn't, you know, this is supposed to be inspired of the Lord? They don't have an answer for that, because there isn't one. As a matter of fact, you can buy a book called Messenger of the Lord from any, average Adventist book center. It's a book half a mile thick, designed to answer all the objections ever raised against Ellen White. It doesn't, of course. It's pure propaganda. You know, it's like the NIST report trying to explain the collapse of the towers. Woohoo! Anyway, but that book doesn't even mention this scandal with sketches from the life of Paul. Doesn't even mention it. Just like, of course, the 9/11 Commission report that doesn't even mention Building 7. Yeah, they're real concerned about following the truth. Whatever. Anyway, let me go back onto this discussion here of false prophets of Ellen White. She said the Civil War was a sign that Jesus is about to return. His coming was imminent. This is found in Testimonies for the Church, Volume 1, page 260. Another false prophet, or prophecy, I should say. In the 1850s, she said that Jesus was to return, quote, in a few months. Again, another false prophecy. Now, that's interesting, because this predated the one I just made reference to. So she said in the 1850s, in a few months, then later during the Civil War, she said, oh, he's going to come before the Civil War ends. This is just like the Jehovah Witnesses. By the way, the Adventist Church originally predicted that Jesus was going to come in 1844. And when that didn't happen, they made up this story. Well, we got the date right. But the event is wrong. No, instead of saying Jesus is going to come, and they made up this other story about some pre-Advent judgment began. It's just absolutely nonsense. But in any case, there's three right there. Three false predictions from this cult, from Ellen White, because Ellen White was the one who started this whole thing, really. She said Jesus was going to come that later that year. You know, her first vision was early in 1844, and she said Jesus was going to come to confirm a prediction that was already made based on false prophetic interpretations from a man named William Miller. She reaffirmed what he said through so-called visions, so that was a false prophecy. And now we see two other predictions she made about Christ coming, two more false prophecies. And again, this is like the Jehovah Witnesses. Charles Russell said that Christ was going to come in 1875, and that didn't happen. Then he changed the date. Nope, it's actually 1914. Well, of course, it didn't happen then either. So what did he do? Like the Adventists, instead of admitting he was wrong both times, nope, I'm right. The date is right, but how the event occurred is different. Christ did come, but in a non-visible sense. Oh, man, I tell you, I love it. You watch these people pointing fingers back and forth at each other, calling each other fake, and they're all fake. What a joke. All right, guys, short break. Be right back. What it's done to me, lose the love I knew, safely leave it
through. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon. Coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Ellen White, the false prophetess of the false cult, Seventh-day Adventism. And then, of course, the second hour, I'll be bringing my guest up from We Are Change, Ireland. Anyway, let me continue on here. I was talking about false prophecies of the second coming of Christ. She actually gave a ton of them. Here's another one. This is from Testimonies for the Church, Volume 1. Pages 131, 132, she said that Adventists living in 1856 would be alive to see Jesus' return. Again, there's another false prophecy of his return. Every time he didn't come, next year, he's actually coming next year. Oh, did I say this year? I meant next year. It's unbelievable. I guess God kept changing his mind. Here's another one. She said Christ would return before slavery was abolished. Early writings, page 35. And again, for time constraint reasons, I'm not going to read these quotes, but if you guys want them, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. I'll be happy to send this off to you. And if you're not an Adventist, I hope you'll share these with your Adventist friends and ask them how you can explain these things and watch how soon and how quick they write you off. You'll never hear from them again. And then you realize, son of a gun, they never really were my friends after all. And all that talk about love and following Jesus was just a bunch of rhetoric garbage. Having children is wrong. Now, this one I can't pass up. I got to read this one. This is a charm right here. This is an Ellen White classic. This is from, this is not published in any of her books, of course. This is bad PR for them. But if you write to the Ellen White Estate at the General Conference headquarters of Seventh-day Adventists, they will actually send you this now. Ask for manuscript DF97-C. Again, that's D as in dog, F as in Frank, 97 hyphen letter C as in Charlie. And here's what she wrote. Quote, the time is and has been for years that the bringing of children into this world is more an occasion of grief than joy. Satan controls these children and the Lord has but little to do with them. This was written about 1905. She was claiming that parents who were having children at that point were being extremely irresponsible because the Lord's coming was so soon. They should not be having children, should not be bringing them into the world. Therefore, God is not going to have anything to do with them because their parents should have known better than to be having children at that point. Whoa. Do you still believe Ellen White was a prophet? Give me a break. Hey, I got to say this. Ellen White, as far as the Adventist church leadership goes, Ellen White is a big prophet. Oh, yeah. They make multiplied millions of dollars off her every year. She's a major prophet. Gosh, give me a break. All right, how about this one? Let's look at some outright ridiculous, erroneous statements this crackpot made. She said that she saw Enoch on the planet Saturn. Yes, yes, yes. Early writings, pages 39 and 40. I find this one particularly humorous because, oh, by the way, this is another one of her plagiarisms from Joseph Smith, or somewhat, anyway. Smitty said that he saw inhabitants walking about on the moon in some of his visions. Well, I think we can safely say the moon is not inhabited now, can't we? But here's Ellen White. She didn't say the moon, she said the planet Saturn, but nevertheless, she said she saw beings walking about that were of much more noble stature than the inhabitants of Earth. She saw them walking about on Saturn. Well, guess what, kids? Saturn is actually a giant gas ball, like Ellen White herself. There's no solid surface on Saturn. You can't walk on Saturn. In fact, it is so tenuous that if you could find a body of water large enough, you could actually float Saturn in water. That's how light it is. It's just gas. It has no solid surface. But here's the prophet of the Lord saying that she saw beings walking on Saturn. In fact, she named Enoch specifically as one of them. Oh, sure she did. Yep. Right, 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 right. And again, I marvel because Adventists say that, oh, if Ellen White ever wrote anything erroneous or contrary to the Bible or any false prophecy that didn't come true, that would prove she was a false prophet. Well, you show this stuff to them, and all you get is that blank stare. Huh? They can't answer it, but you're not going to convince them because they just can't let go of that little broken crutch they like to lean on. Oh, it's so pathetic, man. I tell you, organized religion is so disgusting. Okay, here's another one. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, she said, are in heaven. Now, this is interesting because she wrote this before the doctrine of soul sleep became incorporated into Adventism. For those of you that don't know, the Seventh-day Adventist Church teaches that, you know, when you die, you sleep until the resurrection. And yet, you know, this doctrine came about later, in later years. But here in 1847, in an early edition of Early Writings, she actually stated that in visions she saw Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in heaven. Later, of course, having adopted the doctrine of soul sleep, she claimed that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are dead, sleeping in their graves, awaiting the resurrection, at which time they will then be taken to heaven. So here we have another major contradictory statement from the infallible prophetess of the Lord. Unbelievable. Which is it, Adventists? Was she inspired? If so, what are you going to do with these statements? Obviously, we're not dealing with the prophet of the Lord here. So do you really love the truth, Adventists? Are you willing to give up your phony prophet? Or are you going to still play make-believe? Oh, Anyway, Mrs. White said that... Hey, listen up closely to this one, kids. This is great. Mrs. White said that we have animal organs in our brains. I think I might have mentioned this earlier this week. Animal organs in our brains. Now, what do you think she could have been talking about there? I just can't imagine what she could be talking about there. Animal organs in our brains. Anybody have any clue? Do call me in. I'd like to hear from you. Animal organ. And then she also said that the wearing of wigs causes insanity. Well, I'm glad to know I've never worn a wig before, so I guess I'm all set on that one. Phew. Oh, and she also said it causes cancer. Oh, she gave all kinds of very inspiring medical advice. She said that, well, that's a tricky one. I don't know how to describe that on a G show. She called it self-abuse. I don't know how else to word that without getting too graphic. But in any case, you know, if you're away from your wife for a while and, you know, you're kind of in that mood, you know, that thing you do in the bathroom there. She claimed that that activity actually caused cancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, here's another one. Some races are a mixture of man and beast. Can you believe that? This is absolutely unbelievable. I kid you not. She actually said, and here's the quote. I got to read this one. I'm not going to skip over this one. Spiritual Gifts, Volume 3, page 64. But if there was one sin above... Well, actually, no. Let me. This one is better. This is, again, Spiritual Gifts, Volume 3, page 75, a few pages later. Let me read this one. This is much more shocking. She said, every species of animal which God had created were preserved in the ark, meaning Noah's ark. The confused species, which God did not create, however, which were the result of amalgamation, were destroyed by the flood. Amalgamation, she's referring there to some type of genetic integration between different species. She said, since the flood, there has been amalgamation of man and beast again, as may be seen in the almost endless varieties of species of animals and in certain races of men. She was implying here that certain races of men living in her day were the result of genetic experiments where genes of men and animals were intermeshed. And so she's implying that, you know, some races of men are actually animalistic in nature, not genuine humans, not real humans. And then she went on to say, guys, it's very clear what one of those races is. She was referring to blacks. Because in other statements she made, she said that in the resurrection, blacks will not be raised. God will never, you know, when they die, that will be the end. God won't bring them in judgment. They won't have to face judgment because they can't be held responsible. She was implying that they're lesser forms of humanity. This was a common belief in the 19th century among a lot of whites. And it was taught in a lot of churches. And here was Ellen White giving it God's blessing, claiming that this was shown to her in vision. Can you believe this? Absolutely unbelievable. And then, of course, she made other statements, too, of a derogatory nature toward blacks, which shouldn't surprise us because she was a follower of Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith himself was prejudiced against blacks, just like Freemasonry, which he was a Freemason. Ellen White's husband, by the way, James White, was a 33rd degree Mason. A lot of Adventists don't know that, and they don't want you to know that. But then again, they don't want you to know that a lot of the leaders today in the Adventist Church are also 33rd degree Masons. Call Tex Mars. He'll tell you about that. He's got that all documented. Anyway, oh, boy. So here she is. That's the other point I was going to make about blacks. She said that whites and blacks should not intermarry. In fact, she was against interracial marriage across the board. Now, that comes right out of the eugenics movement. Guess what, kids? A major big time player in the early Adventist church was John Harvey Kellogg. He was the one who created the Kellogg cereal empire. He was a eugenicist. He had a health sanitarium, he called it, in Battle Creek, Michigan. And every year he invited all the elitists, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Morgans, invited them to his sanitarium. And they used to have eugenics discussions there at the Kellogg sanitarium. So this is where Ellen White got a lot of her ideas. Interracial marriages are forbidden by God. We should not, marry interracially. It's all part of the eugenics thing, guys. Unbelievable. What a monstrosity. Stay as far away as you possibly can. Not only from Mormonism, but from Adventism, folks. If you've been considering them, and I know a lot of truthers are into these cults, because, admittedly, they say things that sound great, that make a lot of sense. I'm not saying everything they teach is wrong, but that's the deadly deception of it. That's how they lure people in. They mix a lot of truth in with their lies so that it sucks you in. And then you get in over your head, you're so attached to it now, it becomes difficult to leave, and that's how they get you. Then they got you giving one-tenth of your income to them every week, the little tithing thing. That's another fraud. I won't get into that discussion right now, but tithing is not a New Testament phenomenon, guys. Not at all. But these big money-hungry churches certainly want you to think so. It's very profitable that they can get you, they can count on you donating at least 10% of your check. Anyway, let's go on here. Let's see. Then there's the instances of her contradicting herself. On one occasion, she said, don't seek medical help. And then later she changed her mind and, she counseled people, oh, yes, seek medical help. At first she said that the medical establishment, I'll actually agree with her on this, certainly today, it was better back in her day, but, she said, don't seek medical help, turn to herbs and natural cures. But then later she changed her mind and she says, oh no, seek medical help. I mean, what is this? In her book, The Desire of Ages, she made two majorly contradictory statements. In one chapter, she said that deity sank at the cross. And later she said deity did not sink at the cross. She also said deity died on the cross. Then later she said deity did not die on the cross. I mean, make up your mind, lady. Inspired of God. How about this one? God does not love children when they do wrong. Yeah. This is from a letter written by her to her son, Willie, on the 14th of March, 1860. She said, the Lord loves those little children who do right, and he has promised that they shall be in his kingdom. But wicked, naughty children, God does not love. When you feel tempted to speak impatient and fretful, and then she left, she didn't continue her thought. Apparently she meant to say fretful thoughts. She did this a lot in her writings. You have a look at the original handwritten statements that she made. She was a sloppy writer, sloppy speller. She crossed stuff out. There's even question as to whether she was crossing it out or somebody else came in and edited it and changed the statement, giving it a whole different meaning. Her writings are filled with so many problems. I can't believe that people put stakes in this. You know, guys, I used to be in that cult, so I'm telling you firsthand what they do. In their little Sabbath school classes, they would have debates over certain issues all the time, sometimes quite heavily. People get real angry. That was a real nice, wholesome Christian environment. They would actually get into shouting matches. But do you know who the winner was of the debate every time? The one who would pull an Ellen White statement out. That was it. It didn't matter what the Bible said. Ellen White would settle the matter. Oh, okay, I didn't realize Sister White said that. And that was it. That was the end of it. Unbelievable. They call themselves solo scripturists, That was the claim made by the reformers in the Middle Ages, you know, sola scriptura, which means the Bible only. They claim to believe in the Bible only, but here they are winning debates based on statements that Ellen White made. I mean, this is disgusting. You know, they'll actually lie to you. They'll tell you as a non-Adventist that they don't believe in anything else but the Bible. They're lying. They're lying. They do believe in other sources besides the Bible. The scores of books written by Ellen White, and a great many of them, not only hold her writings on a par with the Bible, they actually hold her writings above the Bible. And again, it doesn't matter if you believe in the Bible or not. You ought to appreciate what I'm saying for the simple fact that these phonies are professing to believe in the Bible, and the Bible only, and yet here they are quoting her as an authoritative source. The hypocrisy is absolutely disgusting and very obvious, again, whether you believe in the Bible or not. Folks, I tell you, stay away from organized religion. You might as well be a Bushite and believe the official 9/11 story. All right, guys, short break, and we'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Threats Radio. We got a caller I'm going to take real quick in just a second before we go to the next break, and then I'll bring my guest on. But let me just mention real quick, I talked about how, you know, Ellen White said that children born after 1905, you know, God has nothing to do with them. Then she went on to say that when children are bad, God doesn't love them. But then she contradicts herself later, and then she must have realized, ooh, I made a wrong statement. Oh, I got to cover that up. So then later she wrote that God does love little children when they're bad. Unbelievable. She also said, and this is incredible, in 1844, after, you know, Jesus didn't come in 1844, she actually said that the door of salvation was closed at that point and that he was going to come 7 years later. The church today covers that up, but she did state that he was going to come in 1851. Well, I've just read several quotes to you or made reference to them anyway. You can read the quotes by emailing me and requesting the transcripts. But she made several false predictions about his second coming. One of them was in 1851, 7 years after 1844. She said he was going to return, and that in that seven-year interim, the door of mercy, the door of salvation was closed. Probation was closed. No one could be saved anymore. She actually said, don't be fooled by the false revivals you see in the other churches. These Christians are fake. They can't be saved at this point because the door of mercy and probation is closed. Unbelievable. But she's not a false prophet. All right, let's go to my buddy Rita in Colorado. What's going on, Rita?
Oh, hey, Charlie. So you're going to have that Ike guy on. I wonder what he would call me.
Yeah, on Monday. Hey, I hope I encouraged you to join either Mormonism or Adventism between yesterday and today's shows.
No, you know what?
Have you sent your application in yet?
No, I think, you know, you're doing a good job at tearing it down, but, you know, we got to look at the whole structure, because, I mean, think what we really need to do is raise everybody's dogma understanding a little bit.
We don't have to do anything to tear it down. It's already done it itself. All you have to do is blow on it.
Yeah, but, I mean, we got the situation of the embers. The Christians are voting for Huckabee, and Ron Paul should get all the Christian votes, all of them. But they, you know, in order to understand that, we got to be able to talk about things.
There's probably only a few thousand people in this country that really are Christian. The rest are just wannabes.
Yeah, but they go to church. You know, they would want real Christians there.
They go to 501c3 tax exempt corporations is what they go to.
You know, well, anyway. What I'm saying, you know, you get to this the one situation is always is the divider thing about interbreeding and breeding, and what I always tell people is, first of all, there are, you know, people that are always going to say they don't care, and you know that's the way, you know, normal secular society is. People don't want to care about that, but then sometimes you gotta look at some situations that happen, you know, and those people have to be the real actual people that understand breeding, and that always usually turns out to be Christians, if you know who those are, you know. And so that's why it's good
again,
to know
the whopping majority of people out there who profess to be Christian, well, this shouldn't surprise us. The Bible actually said that this was going to happen, and it's always been this way.
Yeah, well, I kind of like I got Christians. Drafted for 50 years into it, so I mean, I got the hard lesson of it. But there's like a
so that, you're out of the corporate religious system?
No, uh-uh.
You
no,
haven't I, seen the
because light because there were Catholics in Protestant America.
Do you still attend a church?
No, heck no. I mean,
okay, that's what I
would. I you know, I'm capable to get married as a Catholic, and I would, you know, be. I mean, and I say some people have to do that, you know, because that's just the way it is, you know. You got to keep that whole
find some neighbor or something and ask them to marry you. That's all you need. You don't have to have one of these funky credential ministers.
Yeah, for secular society.
Anyway,
that
Rita, unfortunately, that's all the time we got for today. Thanks for the call.
All righty.
And stick with us, guys. We'll be right back. Actually, we're having some trouble getting the guests. I was afraid of this. Whenever you get these overseas numbers, there's always trouble. Hopefully, we'll be getting them on. If not, well, I'll just go off on a rant, picking on somebody else, I guess. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
With recent internet